Today's reading picks up in the middle of a story found in Revelation chapter 12. We've already met the cast of characters on previous episodes: a woman who represents the church or God's people, the dragon who represents the devil or Satan, and the child who represents the long-awaited Messiah. In verse 5, the story continues, and the long-awaited Messiah finally arrives. Here it is now, Revelation 12, verse 5. "And she bore a male child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne." You'll notice that even though he carefully arranges to destroy Jesus, the devil fails to devour him as planned. In spite of Herod's decree to destroy all the children under the age of 2, and in spite of repeated attempts to destroy Jesus during his ministry, and in spite of the death of Christ at the cross, Jesus still emerges victorious. On the third day, his grave was empty, and he ascended back into heaven. The Bible says, "Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne," which tells us exactly where we can expect to find Jesus right now, today. At the stoning of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, just before they started throwing the rocks, he suddenly looks up into heaven and sees Jesus in vision. "Behold," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens." When you first read Revelation chapter 12, you almost get the impression that Jesus left for heaven to get away from the dragon, leaving us here to fend for ourselves. After all, when the dragon can't touch Jesus later in the chapter, he turns his wrath against the church. But when you read Revelation 12 in the context of the whole Bible, it's obvious that nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus did not put in 3.5 years only to take a 2,000-year vacation. Right at this moment, he's standing at the very throne of God, representing the human race. "Let us come boldly into the throne of grace," it says in Hebrews chapter 4, "that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The truth is that we're in better shape now than if Jesus were still here physically. A human being, someone who is fully God, but at the same time fully human, now represents us in the courts of heaven. 1/3 of the angels rebelled against God and were thrown out of heaven. But we literally have a representative for the whole human race standing by the throne, pleading our case. And on top of that, the Bible tells us that he's still here with us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was caught up into heaven, it didn't spell trouble for us. It actually spelled hope. He's completely victorious over the devil, and he's well beyond the devil's grasp. We now have a representative who gets it. He actually knows what it's like to live here, and he spends his days equipping the church to both survive and thrive until he returns. And I don't know about you, but just knowing that I have something solid to cling to as the dragon attacks, something that is completely unassailable and beyond the dragon's reach, well, that seems to me that we've just got a better way to live.